North Dakota Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner says a bill for infrastructure spending is almost ready to go. The Dickinson Republican and a number of legislative colleagues announced the proposal earlier this year. It would create three new buckets for oil tax revenue, with $115 million going for cities, $115 million going for counties, and $50 million for airports. Wardner says tweaks are being made to the proposal, but he says there's a lot of support for the plan because the benefits are statewide, not just in the oil patch.
A lot of the non-oil entities, they didn't know this was coming. So it was kind of a surprise. And so the biggest thing is they're saying, is this for real? That's the questions you get. Is this really going to happen? And it is. And I think we got great support around the state to pass this. And we're hoping to do it quite early in the session so everybody knows it's going to happen.
One lawmaker, Minot State Senator David Hoag, had raised questions about not having state oversight on what local infrastructure projects get done. But Wardner says adding that oversight would add a lot more work at the state level.
They've proven to us they have infrastructure needs. That is not an issue. But if we were going to go through and process every community and what their needs were, then we need more government. We need another board or some group that has to analyze all the grants. And I guess we just decided it was not worth it. And we think that this will help unify the state.
Wardner says he heard from cities and counties outside the oil patch after a lot of money was spent on infrastructure there. He says the question was always, what about us? For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.